Now, let's turn our spotlight to one of the country's key infrastructure hubs, and that's the Juba International Airport. Now, the airport has undergone a series of developments aimed at improving both its functionality and its overall image, from runway upgrades, the installations of new lighting systems, and enhanced drainage to the renovation of entry gates. These improvements are gradually transforming the face of the airport.
That's right. However, alongside these positive upgrades, there have also been persistent complaints from travelers regarding harassment and extortion. Now, to walk us through these ongoing developments and to share the broader vision for the airport's future, we are joined by the manager of Juba International Airport, Engineer Moseti Kat. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Right. And indeed, thank you so much for joining us for the show. Just briefly highlight for us the most significant upgrades completed so far.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here today in the morning with Mirai FM. Juba International Airport has gone under a series of transformations not only on the physical infrastructure development, but also we have embarked on capacity building through training our staff. So on the side of projects, we have had a lot of development.
Right.
This runway installations, light that has been done. We have also done a terminal renovation and also extension. We have also developed our car park in order to accommodate more vehicles and to enhance the best traveler's experience. Mm. We have also constructed the access control, which are the gate for the purpose of the security, safety, and efficiency. We have also done an extension. We are working on the extension of the taxiway Bravo. So there's a lot of renovation and development project that are ongoing.
Right. So how have these improved the operations in the airport?
Well, we have had very positive feedback from the travelers. And also currently we have big companies like Fly Dubai, they wanted to come back and operate to South Sudan and also Qatar Airways.
Right.
This thing is because of the current infrastructure development that we have embarked on.
So what was the real reason that Fly Dubai had withdrawn its operations in the first place?
Well, I think because of the turnover, you know, our country, because of the economical challenges that we have faced, especially from last year. So Fly Dubai raised a concern in because of the turnover of the number of passengers traveling. So they could not able to meet their operational costs. So they had to stop the operation.
Right.
All right. You have started with projects, and the projects can actually be visible, can be seen. But let's look at your long-term vision for in terms of infrastructure and passenger experience.
Yes, thank you so much. South Sudan Civil Aviation, or Juba International Airport, we have phase two of the projects. Phase two of the projects are like, for example, we wanted to complete the Terminal 4 that is meant for international flights. This terminal, the project started in 2009. And up to now, it was not completed. So we have embarked. We have done the assessment and preliminary studies so that we complete that that construction.
Right.
Also, we are also working hard to build an alternative airport. And because most of the time, in case of any bad weather, we do channel our flights to Entebbe, which also requires a lot of clearance. So we wanted to build Rombeke and also places like Bor. So these are some of the long-term projects that we have at hand.
Right. So is Rombeke and Bor going to be a simultaneous project? Or which one is the area of emphasis?
Currently, because of the resources, we wanted to embark on Rombeke. So there's, the talks are on with the state government of Rombeke. And so we hope to renovate that airstrip.
Right. Yes. And you speak of phase two. How many phases will this project have?
Phase two has a number of projects. For example, we wanted to build a radar system, and we also wanted to put. We have some radar system in Raja, and yeah. also in Wau. Mm-hmm. We wanted to put them into full services because we are in the process of taking over our airspace from Sudan. And I thank the Honorable Director, John Oger, for taking that course of action.
Right.
So in order for us to take over the airspace, it means our ATM has to be fully functional. Mm. So we are moving. But, you know, this is a big project, involve training and capacity building and also mobilization of the resources.
Right.
But we have the support from the national government. So we believe we'll accomplish some of these projects.
Mm.
All right, you talked about some improvements and on the side of safety and security-wise, how has this improved the overall standard of the airport?
Currently, we are working on a strict access control because we are trying also to sensitize or to educate the public that there are certain areas that are highly restricted and should not be accessible by an authorized personnel. So it involves a bit of education, and we are moving on that, and we thank the public as well for respecting and adhering to some of these measures. For example, you know, we have had people or maybe bodies being received on the airside at Juba International Airport. So we have had complaints for major airline because in terms of security-wise and safety, it's not right. So we have tried
for to
educate...
For people to move up to the runway.
Yeah, for people to move up to the runway.
Right.
So we have tried to educate the public and senior government official because sometimes they are received at the ramp, which is not a best practice.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a journey. It's
right.
a continuous improvement, and you know.
Right. And how are you carrying out the awareness? Is it just at the airport, or do you have like public service announcements that are currently going on in different radios?
We have a PR department under South Sudan Civil Aviation. So some of the times we use that platform to communicate. But also, we also need the support from other, you know, media's outlet in order for this information to reach out to the public.
Mm. All right. There is, you know, coming up with improvements, but the question about maintaining what you have already improved. How do you intend to maintain what we are seeing already at the Juba International Airport?
Thank you. Currently, yes, this is a very good question. We have done a lot of improvement, and like I said before, we have embarked on capacity building.
Mm-hmm.
Reason being because these facilities, you cannot operate them, not unless you have the skills and the competency to run them. So what we have also embarked on, we are sending out experts for training. Some of the trainings are being conducted here in South Sudan. Others are being conducted regionally or internationally.
Right.
All these efforts are made in order to educate our people mm-hmm. because you need a productive and a skillful workforce in order to operate some of this equipment or facilities.
Right.
And so we have done a lot. This year, after we took over civil aviation, we have done a lot of reforms. We have developed a very, very, we have developed HR policy manual. We have also developed a financial policy manual. And we have also developed a procurement policy manual. All these are meant to ensure that we boost the integrity of the organization.
Mm.
So clearly, we have educated our staff on the expectation, what we as leaders, what we expect from them, and what they also expect from us.
Right.
So there's a clear purpose of clarity, and we have done that. We have an open communication channel whereby we train our staff and we tell them that this is what.
Right.
The institution expects.
Right, and I like that your emphasis is on training and capacity building and training and training.
Yeah.
So what areas are you training the staff in?
Air traffic control, facility management, and we have also sent a team for finance and policy regulations. So there's so many departments under civil aviation, mm-hmm. From aerodrome engineering and also on the air traffic management systems. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. When you are arriving to Juba, there are people who usually welcome you. They go, they want to help you with your luggage and all that. This has been, actually it happened to so many people as well.
Yeah.
There's so many people who usually, when people arrive, they are the first to go, you have to pay for that as well.
someone owns it. As a passenger, you have no rights over it. Is that changing?
Well, on behalf of Juba International Airport, my sincere apologies for that. We have taken this feedback, and we are going to improve on it. Of course, there have been a very constructive criticism, mm-hmm. which we appreciate because we wanted to serve the public diligently.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I know people are trying to say Juba is like Konyo-Konyo, the airport, because it's only at a bus terminal whereby you get people that wanted to assist. So we are working hard and to decongest and also not to allow some of these individuals to operate in such manner.
Engineer, when you say you're working hard, what exactly are you doing right now?
Are you going to chase them away or are you giving them alternative jobs?
We plan to send them back maybe to public service.
Right.
Yes, because we don't necessarily need a huge number of staff to do some of that. It's not necessary.
Right.
Yes.
And just to take you a bit to what made the headlines and what people were speaking about is after you mentioning about the installation of the runway, of course, what clicks the mind is night flights.
Yes.
We saw the Congolese team successfully touching down and then the Ethiopian Airlines taking off. Should we be optimistic that night flights are in the pipelines very soon?
Yes, why not? That's, yeah,
absolutely. How soon is soon?
Soon is soon. And it's a journey, and I'm very happy that we have done an installation of most of the facilities to ensure that we have a night flight operations. But also it involved it involves a lot of stakeholders. So it needs also the support from the security because we have to ensure the safety of these passengers whenever they arrive at night hours, that they're very safe. So we're working towards that, and we have started with the local flight. So usually the airport used to operate from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. But now, based on your request, you can have any flight, even 12 midnight. You can easily take off and land safely at Juba International Airport.
That's happening now?
Yes, currently, yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Based on the request.
Right.
Yes.
All right, but also there have been complaints about harassments and extortion of travelers. What concrete step are you taking as management to address this, especially those who, there are people who will come to you say, we're security personnel. You know, what step are you going to take to ensure that these harassments that people experience is no more?
My apologies as well on behalf of Juba International Airport. Yes, that's one of the worst and bad practice, and we are trying to discourage and also to educate some of the security personnel so that they can't stop and also not to behave in that manner. So one of the things we have done is that we have done installation of CCTV cameras in all the terminals and also inside the airport, basically to monitor. So currently, should there be a scenario that is spotted, because there's a team in the control room, normally they will do a report, and then the person that is caught in that act, usually we try to engage them and to stop them.
So is there an open reporting mechanism where probably that passenger is able to report?
Yes, we have established that.
Okay, so how would a passenger go about it?
We have a communication desk that we have opened in order to receive some of these feedbacks.
Hmm.
So it's on. One, there's a complaint that has been raised. We try to embark on it.
Is it at the airport?
Yes, it's at the airport, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, in both terminal, in terminal 1, 2, and 3.
All right.
Yes.
Let's talk about transparency and accountability among staff and, of course, security personnel. accountability. You said this, if one has is maybe feeling unsafe or maybe is being harassed, he can report. What sort of measures do you think you can take to make sure that these people who do this are accountable?
Yes, we have a security department, we have the police, and we also have the CID, the Criminal Investigation Department. We also have national security and other military organs inside the airport.
Right.
So the purpose of this security is to ensure that there's safety at Juba International Airport. So these are the very right people. Once an issue has been raised, and then we try to solve it out, either if it's a civilian case or a military case.
Right.
Yes.
Engineer, you talked about reclaiming the airspace from Sudan. Walk us through it, and how far have we reached?
Thank you so much. The negotiations are on, and between South Sudan Civil Aviation and Sudan Civil Aviation, and all the and also other stakeholders.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of documentations and paperwork have been done. So currently we have Juba FIR, which is the Juba flight region, which has been accepted. We hope that maybe approximately in the next 28 days, Sudan maybe will issue a letter of no objection.
Okay.
So that we can take over, hopefully.
Mm.
The Director General of South Sudan Civil Aviation and also a team of experts, 2 weeks ago there were discussions from the region in Nairobi, and most countries have agreed that South Sudan has the mandate and the qualifications, or maybe the technical know-how to take over its airspace.
Right.
So we have an ATM system. It was built by the government of South Sudan. So it's a radar system that give us a real-time monitoring and control of our airspace.
Right.
Yes.
So in the beginning, what were those things, that the prerequisites that we were unable to meet?
One of it, we need an expert, which is the ATC, air traffic controllers, which we have trained. We have a team close to 60 personnel. The other one, we also need to install the radar system, which we have also done that WOW and Malakal. And also the installation of ATM, air traffic management system, which we have in Juba. So soon it will be operational, yes.
Right.
Yes.
Well, Engineer Moseti, thank you so much for setting time aside to come and speak to us on The Breakfast Show. So what message do you have to South Sudanese travelers, or any travelers really who will be passing through Juba Airport's doors, about the reforms that are currently underway?
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, it's a pleasure. All I can say that is that Juba International Airport, we are committed. We wanted to serve. Sorry,
yes,
we wanted
please.
To serve the public diligently, with transparency, and so we wanted to enhance, to ensure that passengers have the best experience whenever they use Juba International Airport as a primary hub.
Mm.
So we'll ensure by next year, you can be rest assured Juba International Airport will be of a modern standard.
And next year is just, 35 days away?
Yeah. Yes, we are doing miracles.
Right,
are doing miracles.
We're looking forward to that. Thank you so much, Moseti, for your time. We do appreciate. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yes, and Engineer Moseti Kat is the manager of the Juba International Airport, taking us through the latest developments from runway and lighting upgrades to also improve drainage and also renovating entry gates. Now, if you're listening and you use the airport, yes, you have to be at your best behavior as a South Sudanese traveler because we're going international. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on the Miraya Breakfast Show. This is where the nation's big conversations begin every morning.